Chapter 3, The Centrifuge. The Congress story is not the only story. If you are Lal Krishna Advani, you might have bad memories of Indira Gandhi, not only politically but personally, for what she did to you. When I asked him about this, he said he was not bitter, but was unable to forget she had taken away 2 years of his freedom by putting him in prison. I was protected by my station. Others had a worse experience. She returned to power, was killed, her son came to power, was killed, and later her son's widow and son's son would come to a different kind of power, orchestrating the government from behind the scenes. Advani did not like the idea, still propagated by the legions of Congress sycophants, that one family had a destiny to rule a country. Resentment, not surprisingly, was part of the undertow for him and his colleagues. When Manmohan Singh became Prime Minister, he visited me and said he had a list of 5 statues he wanted to be put up, and needed my agreement as leader of the opposition. I looked at the list and said to him, "They're all from the same family. Can't you at least put up one of Narasimha Rao, who made you the finance minister?" At the time the emergency was declared, Advani was president of the Bhartiya Jana Sangh, an organization founded in 1951 to promote Hindu culture, a non-socialist economy, and a strong India. He was in Bangalore, staying in a shared room in a hostel, when woken by the news that prominent Congress and opposition MPs, including himself, had been arrested. So it was not a surprise when police officers arrived after breakfast and yoga. Together with his longtime colleague, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, he was taken into custody. They had time to tell reporters this was as significant a moment in national history as the mass arrests during the Quit India movement in 1942. His wife and children were not allowed to see him. The crackdown spread far. The private houses of several former princely rulers were requisitioned and damaged. Students, trades unionists, regional politicians, farming activists, and personal enemies of Indira Gandhi were all scooped up, along with some of her late father's associates. J.B. Kripalani was an example. During the First World War, he was a college...